What are some of the clinical trial questions you'd like to see addressed in this disease?
Well, I think the big questions facing us now are the safety and value of combination therapies, the value of sequenced monotherapies, the utility of these drugs in the adjuvant setting would be another major question that will be answered with the ongoing trials. And then just, novel agents that target angiogenesis in a different way than what we've talked about alone or in combination with these agents. So there's really a number of questions, which is why our belief is, clinical trials are more important than ever now in kidney cancer. Before we did them because nothing else worked and we had to find stuff. Now we need to do them to really define how to optimally use these agents. I think we're really just in our infancy of understanding how to best use them.
How are tissue and sera correlates being integrated into these trials?
Well, hopefully, all the trials have some component of blood and tissue collection to look at correlates of response or resistance. It's often easier said than done, especially for tissue. We tend to build that into our trials or have other protocols where we can collect said samples to look at gene expression or VHL mutation status or immunohistochemistry or you name it. So I think that's generally a part of the strategy. It's difficult to do because you need very big numbers to show the effect of those correlates, generally more than you need perhaps for your clinical endpoints. And it's also time-consuming and expensive to build those correlates into studies where you don't know what the effect of the drug or drugs is going to be a priori. So we're starting to do that to look back at some of the phase three trials that have tissue samples collected, some of our bigger phase two trials, and also to think about that prospectively.
How do you see sort of, it seems like it's happening with a lot of diseases, it seems like there are more agents that need to be tested almost than patients. How do you see this getting fleshed out specifically in renal cell?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a good point. Kidney cancer is still a relatively rare disease. There's 12 or so thousand metastatic patients in the U.S. per year. And if we tested every drug and every combination and sequence, even if every single patient went on a clinical trial, I think we'd run out of patients. And of course, unfortunately, the vast minority of patients go on trials. So I think a lot of it will just play out in the market, so to speak, meaning certain drugs will be better tolerated, certain combinations will be better tolerated, and we'll move forward. Certain ideas will have more scientific merit and will sort of rise to the top. And we'll have to certainly harness every patient, and trial opportunity we can, because we simply can't ask and answer every single question. We're going to have to sort of prioritize.